The Monster Storyteller by Jacqueline Wilson. Chapter 1. Letty was fed up. The class were doing a project on flying. She had made a big bird, but his wings went wonky. He wouldn't fly. Letty talked to her friends. "What did you do on Saturday?" Letty asked.
"I went swimming," said Claire.
"I went to McDonald's," said Zoe.
"I went to the football match," said Lee.
"I went shopping with my nan," said Cliff.
"She gave me £5 and she bought me chocolates. Yum yum."
"Do you want to hear what I did on Saturday?" said Letty. "First, I went swimming, and there were real dolphins in the pool, and they gave me a ride. Then I went to McDonald's, and I had 20 Big Macs and 20 strawberry milkshakes. And then I went to this football match, and I was the mascot, and I scored a goal and everyone cheered. And then I went shopping with my nan and she gave me £50 and lots and lots and lots of chocolates."
"How many chocolates?" said Cliff.
"Letty is telling stories, silly," said Lee.
"Settle down, children," said Mr. Hunter. "Letty, get on with your work and stop telling story. It's not story time until this afternoon when we're going to have a special treat."
"I want a special treat now," Letty muttered.
"This is boring, boring, boring." She sighed, she stretched. She looked up at the window, she looked at the plant in the pot on the windowsill. And the plant in the pot moved.
"Of course," said Letty, "it's a flying saucer." She went to have a closer look. There was a little creature standing in the saucer.
"Was it an ant?"
"A flying ant,"
Natalie giggled.
"It wasn't an ant.
It was a very, very, very tiny monster. It had wild hair and pointy teeth and sharp claws and a long tail. But it didn't look fierce. It looked friendly."
"Hello," said Natalie.
"Hello," said the tiny monster.
"Can you speak up a bit?" said Natalie. "Can't hear you properly."
"I'm shouting," said the little monster. "Can you speak down a bit? You're hurting my ears."
"Is it your flying saucers?" Natalie whispered, so softly her lips scarcely moved.
The tiny monster nodded proudly. "Want to see me do twilly willies?" he said.
"You bet," said Natalie. The tiny monster tapped his teeny foot. The saucer flipped its little wings and whizzed round and round in the air. The plant's leaves waved wildly. The little monster waved too as he circled Natalie's head, round and round until she got dizzy. The plant wobbled and wobbled until it tipped right off the saucer and crashed into the classroom floor.
"Oh, help," said the tiny monster.
"Oh, help," said Natalie.
"What's Mr. Hunter's going to say?"